Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. From the rising of the sun to the going down, your name is to be praised. Thank you that you're a very present help and you're always there, encouraging, raining on the righteous and on the unrighteous. So thank you, Lord, that we can just stay righteous in your smile, in the best attitude that we can have, always enjoying your favor, running to you and not from you, so as to shine, Lord, irrespective of attitudes and actions, Father God. Bless this word to us and bless this day, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are always there and you're working and you're taking us on from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 12, verse 14 and 15. Everything is in readiness now for this, my third visit to you. But don't worry about it. You won't have to put yourselves out. I'll be no more of a bother to you this time than on the other visits. I have no interest in what you have, only in you. Children shouldn't have to look out for their parents. Parents look out for the children. I'd be most happy to empty my pockets, even mortgage my life for your good. So how does it happen that the more I love you, the less I'm loved?
Yeah, this has been written down very much for us, you know, not to get weary of doing good and to always keep looking at the Lord. You know, having walked with the Lord for nearly 40 years, you know, I've seen both sides of it. And one thing that's for certain, we need to stay enlightened. We need to look to the Lord on a daily, on an hourly, on a minutely, on a secondly basis, so as to always be refreshed. You can't refresh others and you can't be a good example if you're not staying in the Lord. And in the Lord, you need to stay humble. You can't let the thorns of the flesh, the attitudes, bad attitudes that come to you, or even good things, you don't let it take away from the Lord being the pilot, the umpire, the one leading you into that which is right. So you need to stay with him, and you have people that appreciate you, and this is spiritual children, and you have sometimes they don't. But you, the importance of you and us just staying in tune, because irrespective of attitudes and actions, like what happened here with Paul, you are shining the light, you are persevering, you've been an example. And I've realized, you know, just as you've got teenage times for your children when they're so clever and they just want to do their own thing and they don't want much advice from their parents. This is also in the natural, it's like that when people become children of God. And the thing is just to keep going, because God promises to start a work and complete it, to never leave you, and he also never leaves them. He reigns on the righteous and on the unrighteous, and he says we must be like him, that even love our enemies. That beautiful chapter, Matthew chapter 5, tells you that, you know. So the whole thing, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and the joy of the Lord is the Lord's presence. He's leading, his purpose for us. So you don't want to miss out on the purpose of God for you, the good works laid out for you, your story. So stay in tune and just keep loving. You know, like I said earlier, and that, you know, in this 40 years, I've seen the staying consistent, praising the Lord, pushing on, running to the Lord and shining. And I've seen lives come out of darkness into the light. And then I've also had the teenage spiritual sons that have been, you've given them just about everything, but they don't appreciate it. And yeah, I can say to regret that I have at times offended me, but it's offended me in the right way. I've just run closer to God, not from him. And with the knowledge that when we stay on the road, we are setting the example to help them come back and also stay on the road. And I've seen it. I am seeing it. But the most important, the big thing, guys, your joy, your strength, your peace, you staying in the presence of God is what's so important, to then be a fragrance for yourself. Then you can be blessed and you can be a fragrance for people in your household and then a fragrance to the world out there. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.